All right, some sad news before we get to the shade that Taylor Swift threw at her concert last night. Denise Nickerson, she played Violet in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, one of the greatest movies.
Oh, okay.
She passed away, unfortunately. Oh. Her family said she passed away in her hospital room yesterday evening around 10:30 in Colorado. She suffered a stroke last year, and apparently on Monday she was at home and she took too much medication, and her family came to check on her and shortly after had to rush her to the ER. And once she was in the hospital, doctors diagnosed her with a pneumonia, and then she had a massive seizure and she was put on life support on Tuesday, and then her family had to make the decision to take her off life support, unfortunately. She was only 62 years old.
So we must be talking about the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not the creepy Johnny Depp version.
No. Okay. They're both a little creepy. But
they are very creepy, considering they're kids' movies.
She was Violet, the one that blew up like a blueberry, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right. She had too much blueberry candy, I guess, and blew up,
So sad. Rest in peace. So the internet is going crazy saying that Taylor Swift threw some major shade at Scooter Braun during her Prime Day concert yesterday. They had a huge concert for Amazon Prime Day.
Okay, yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, all female lineup. It was really cool. So you'll remember that Taylor Swift recently said that she was grossed out when she learned that Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber's manager, Ariana Grande's manager, now owns the rights to most of her old music.
Yeah.
She said she was bullied by him in the past and she feels he's a manipulative, shady guy. So is this shade? Fans and people online are saying this line in her song that she performed yesterday was 100% directed at Scooter Braun.
Just think, while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world, you could have been getting down to this sick beat.
Those are just the actual lyrics from the song.
Was there nothing else there? Did we miss something?
But I mean, she did have a little more like energy behind it.
She emphasized a little bit harder,
exactly.
But she's emphasizing words that are already written into her song. I mean, if that's her version of shade, that's pretty tame.
I know, I agree. She does do these things in really small ways. Like, she does throw shade in very small ways, Taylor. She never comes out and says it, but I think that could be a little bit of a stretch to say that she's calling him out.
Her real shade is going to be if she releases a song about the guy and never I'm sure she won't call it Scooter, but we'll all know it's about him.
She might call it Scooter.
That'd be fantastic if she did. I hope she does.
Yeah. By the way, Taylor's been ranked the world's highest paid entertainer for 2019. Like, she is the highest paid celebrity, period.
Oh, like just not singer, but entertainer.
Exactly.
Wow. Good for her.
Kylie Jenner, I'm not sure we can call Kylie an entertainer, but she comes in second.
Okay.
Followed by Kanye West in third. So where does Taylor make all that money? Her tour, of course, and then she did a tour special as well that people watched. Endorsement deals with Apple and AT&T and Diet Coke, and she has a new record deal as well with Republic Records. She made $185 million last year.
So after all that Scooter Braun stuff, she's still doing okay.
Oh, she's making so much more than anybody else, basically. Kylie Jenner close behind with $170 million from her cosmetics line, and the Yeezy brand brought in $150 million for Kanye West.
The shoes are so expensive alone. They're like $500.
It's so true.
Crazy.
I know. Anyway, Taylor's the richest. She's on top right now, and she's set to release her seventh studio album, Lover, coming up on August 23rd.
Cool.